Welcome to Westside Grounds in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Davy Jones. Batting second. The second baseman, Germany Schaefer. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Crawford. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Claude Rossman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Coughlin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Fred Payne. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Charlie O'Leary. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Mullen. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Mullen. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jimmy Slagle. Batting second. The left fielder, Jimmy Sheckard. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Chance. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harry Steinfeld. Batting fifth. The catcher, Johnny Kling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Evers. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Schult. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Tinker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Pfister. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jack Pfister. And now, play ball. Davy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Germany Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Sam Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford strikes out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Slagle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slagle takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Slagle. The throw from Payne and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard strikes out. One out. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen fires to third and picks off Slagle. Two outs. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance takes first base on ball four. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chance. The throw from Payne and he is safe. Chance steals second. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Claude Rossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossman hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Sheckard who is chasing the ball. Rossman reaches third base with a triple. Bill Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coughlin strikes out. One out. Fred Payne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Payne hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Rossman scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Steinfeld settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Payne. The throw from Kling and he is safe. Payne steals second. George Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Slagle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Leary fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kling moves to second. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive towards the mound. Mullen can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kling moves to third. Evers moves to second. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker takes first base on ball 4. Kling scores. Evers moves to third. Schulte moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Cubs, 1. Jack Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Slagle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slagle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Slagle strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheckard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schaefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1. And the Cubs won. The Tigers will come to bat. Davy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker misplays the ball. That's an error on Tinker. Germany Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Tinker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 1 out. Sam Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 1 in the game. There goes Schaefer. The throw from Kling and he is out, Tinker applying the tag. 2 outs. Sam Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 1 in the game. Crawford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinfeld is hit by the pitch. Chance moves to second. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kling hits a fly ball towards center. Crawford catches it and throws to second to double up Chance. 2 outs. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinfeld moves to third. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. There goes Evers. The throw from Payne and he is safe. Evers steals second. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schulte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claude Rossmann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossmann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Rossmann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schult throws the ball into Tinker, who tags Rossmann trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cobb moves to third. One out. Bill Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coughlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Coughlin hits a fly ball into center field. Slagle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Payne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Payne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Payne hits a line drive into center field. Slagle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tinker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Fister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fister is 0-for-1 in the game. Fister bunts towards third. Coughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Tinker moves to second. One out. Jimmy Slagle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slagle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Slagle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tinker scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0-for-2 in the game. There goes Slagle. The throw from Payne and he is safe. Slagle steals second. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheckard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Sheckard reaches second base with a double. Slagle scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. There goes Sheckard. The throw from Payne and he is out, Coughlin applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Chance hits a pop-up towards first. Rossmann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into left field. Sheckard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up towards third. Steinfeld settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Germany Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schaefer bunts in front of the plate. Kling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Tigers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Steinfeld hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Leary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kling hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Leary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-2 in the game. Crawford hits a line drive towards first. Chance reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claude Rossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rossman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coughlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Tigers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Leary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tinker hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Leary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister is 0-for-2 in the game. Pfister hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rossman scoops it up and throws to first, with Mullen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Payne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Payne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Payne hits a fly ball into left field. Sheckard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. George Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullen strikes out. Two outs. Davy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. There goes O'Leary. The throw from Kling and he is out, Evers applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Tigers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Slagle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slagle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Slagle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sheckard bunts towards the mound. Mullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Slagle moves to second. One out. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Leary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Slagle moves to third. Two outs. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Steinfeld hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Leary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Davy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Germany Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to second. One out. Sam Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 3 in the game. Crawford hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cobb is hit by the pitch. Claude Rossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossman is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. There goes Jones. The throw from Kling and he is out, Steinfeld applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Tigers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kling strikes out. One out. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Evers hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schaefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Claude Rossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossman is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Rossman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coughlin is 0 for 3 in the game. Coughlin hits a line drive towards short. Tinker catches it and throws to first to double up Rossman. Two outs. Fred Payne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Payne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Payne bunts in front of the plate. Kling fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from West Side Grounds. In Chicago.